Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today, Thursday, as the week winds down. Thank you so much for joining us. With me in the studio is Dr. William Guy. Dr. Guy is a psychiatrist. He is on staff here at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, as well as several other locations. A busy man, an author, a global speaker, and we are just so blessed to have him in the studio with us this morning. Welcome back, Dr. Guy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
So I said you were a global speaker. Have
yeah,
you
I was about
spoke
to say,
outside? I know you're a national speaker.
The United States is. I don't think I've spoken. Well, I've spoken, but nobody listened.
You haven't been down to Mexico or in Canada or any
Canada,
place like that.
Europe, but nobody asked me to speak there. You know,
okay.
So,
well, I know you. I know you're a national speaker.
Yeah.
Gosh, the topic this week has been, it's been one that many of us are aware of, legal marijuana, and we've grown up with it, and the debate, and it's very clear what side of the debate you are on.
Yeah.
So, with everything that we've learned in the last, all last week and into this week, I'm a parent. And I've been listening to your program, and I'm suspecting that maybe one of my kids, my 16-year-old son, might be smoking a joint here and there. How do I even know? Now I'm up in arms because I didn't know all this before I listened to the program. And now I am really concerned. I believe that it was not a big deal. He'd outgrow it. It's just a phase. Now I'm concerned. What do I look for? What do I do?
Well, if you know that he's been using
it. I suspect it.
Oh, if you suspect. Well, the smell usually gives it away. I mean, it's kind of hard. That's a really... The smell is pretty characteristic.
Let me tell you how naive I am. I'm out here at Meadowbrook 10 years ago, and I walk into this suites, and I say to my husband, "What is that?" And he just looked at me and laughed. It's like sugar lit on fire that doesn't have a good smell at all.
Right. Yeah, that's the stuff.
But okay, so I'm suspecting it. I smell.
He keeps telling me it's the neighbors. Ask him why his eyes are red all the time.
So is it that obvious?
It's pretty obvious. Yeah, when you're buzzed, it's pretty obvious. Yeah, yeah. The smell usually meets you. If you suspect and you're not sure about the smell, there are home testing kits that you can get. And so it's your kid, you can drug test him at home. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to take him into the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. This stuff, it stays in, look, you're going to be positive for like a month. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this isn't if a kid's on probation, he drinks a whole bunch of water and he's good to go.
You're not going to clean this out.
Oh,
no,
my.
No. So you're going to be positive. That's why people can't. That's why, when people, I mentioned the Michigan Works program and all the jobs that are available, if you only can pass a drug test, you smoke one joint, you're done for a month, man.
Wow.
Okay.
You've been saying over and over, it's like 29 days.
Yeah. So it's like that's the number one drug that's going to get you to fail a drug test.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, big deal.
So I've got. I know my 17-year-old, my 16-year-old is into this stuff, and his grades are sinking. All of these things are going on. He's not motivated. Again, that's a symptom, a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
As a parent, what do I do?
Well, you got your work cut out for you. I mean, seriously, if it's gone this far, I would recommend the use of a time machine. Mm-hmm. You go back in time to when they were still in elementary school, and you give them the talk.
So, our listeners out there.
And the thing is when we have this discussion with our kids, we want to be as evidence-based as possible. And that's because if we just go off and say it's really bad for you, give them a bunch of non-specifics, all they got to do is go on the internet and find 100. They don't know the difference between a good study and a bad study.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the problem, is that you have to somehow get them to understand the difference between a good study and a bad study, how this is a $1 billion-plus industry, and how that's why you've got all these things. And also, to be honest, there are some medical things about marijuana. Cannabidiol, I mentioned, is very good. It's good for a number of conditions, okay? Mm-hmm. It actually has some antidepressant and maybe antipsychotic properties, in addition to helping with things like, you know, intractable seizure disorder. So that's good. You know, and THC, as bad as it is, for some conditions, it may be useful. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain types of pain that it responds to.
You said like terminally ill.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, you don't want to come off and say, it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's just like cyanide. It's
mm-hmm.
not. You don't want to overplay it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explain what the risks are and especially focus on that thing before the age of 25.
Yeah.
Your brain is still maturing.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to learn and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to have self-control, to think about the future, to have motivation. These things are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to your adult brain, you know, you might not imagine yourself being able to support a family
mm-hmm.
and have a job that makes that kind of money and be able to have a career and live independently. But as your brain matures, those abilities are in your grasp.
Yeah,
you risk losing them. Now, not everybody that smokes marijuana becomes so irresponsible that they flunk out of school.
Mm-hmm.
People have good, okay grades. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they were genetically blessed with great genes,
mm-hmm.
and they're still smart enough to pass and make it through college and have a career. Okay? Not everybody has those great genes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that great educational background. It's still going to cost you maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never know the difference between the less depressed, less anxious you, the you with more motivation and more self-control, because you never saw her.
You never got to see it.
Exactly.
And that is so sad.
Yeah.
Let's pause here and hear from our sponsor.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Dr. William Guy. If you're a parent and you suspect your teen might be smoking pot, or even this, I was going to ask you, Dr. Guy, having the talk with your elementary child even before any of this, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I support that. The earlier, the better. Absolutely. Elementary school is a good place. You know, the thing is that if you wait until it's too late, you know, once you fall into immediate gratification, for a child, that is harder to get out of
mm-hmm.
because their brain is immature.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
As a mature adult, you know, there's very little risk of me becoming a heroin addict because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to die.
Yeah.
For one thing. Okay. All right. I think about the future. It's built into my grown-up brain.
Yes.
I'm concerned about my future. I'd like to live another decade without brain damage if I can help it, you know. But as a child, immediate gratification, you don't think about the future.
Yeah.
You don't have the ability
Right.
You don't have the ability to really reflect on what's going to happen when I'm 25. That may as well be a million miles away.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now, oh, that's light years. 10 mm-hmm. whole years, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So as parents, we need to protect our kids.
We do.
When we think about immediate gratification in relation to pot, again, I'm showing my naiveness in all this. So is the first joint or the first try going to bring that immediate gratification?
Not necessarily. Oh, my goodness, not necessarily.
I mean,
some people, they smoke pot the first time, they get so paranoid, they never smoke it again.
Okay.
Okay. But then others, you know, they notice, hey, it helps them chill.
Okay.
You know, now, if they're lacing it with fentanyl, as they've started to do in Michigan here,
mm-hmm.
then you're really going to be addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you're going to go through withdrawal, narcotic withdrawal, not just, you know, it takes a while to develop withdrawal symptoms from marijuana because you don't get addicted that quickly.
But you okay. can.
Oh,
now,
absolutely.
that's debate.
Here's what happens is that you've discovered when you feel the normal stress of life, and children, teenagers feel stress a lot.
Yes.
And when you start smoking weed, you've discovered, inhalation. If you want to talk about the development of a habit, of a really bad habit, give the delivery system inhalation. Smoking is very hard to stop because
mm-hmm.
the instant gratification, the more instant, the stronger the habit.
Yeah, okay? You don't have to wait.
Exactly. It's instant, and that's what pot is. And so
mm-hmm.
when they feel stressed, they remember, hey, I know how to not feel stressed.
Okay? Instantly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how you develop a habit. That's
mm-hmm.
how you get hooked.
Mm-hmm. And so as we talk about this winding down these 2 weeks, and we have one more day tomorrow, I know you're going to talk about some treatment options, but as parents, as aunts, uncles, even grandparents, the kids are never too young.
No. Well, I mean, 4 years
well,
old, I wouldn't
I'm not talking about,
talk, yeah.
But I mean, truly to be able, to, because the message that they're growing up in the society
mm-hmm.
that we're living in currently,
yeah.
the message, they're getting all of the illegal drugs
they
as
need
being
to understand
bad
those
and,
terms about follow the money, you know,
mm-hmm.
that money talks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have an industry that's billions of dollars. In the past, people were protected by the law.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, this is illegal, you know,
mm-hmm.
so don't smoke it because it's illegal. You get by with that. But as it's become legal,
right.
you lose that. Okay?
Right.
It's like, this just is just a natural plant.
Right.
What can be bad about something natural?
Right. And so they're going to be getting inundated with this type of information,
oh, yeah.
especially
yes.
in the school system.
Yep.
That
their friends,
mm-hmm.
the internet, TV shows
mm-hmm.
of all kinds, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you stressed? Here's something you can do about it. And it's legal, safe, and good for you.
And that's the message. That's where the hair on the back of my neck gets raised after hearing you share all the specifics about this for the last week and a half. We have got to, as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, we've got to step up and educate our
youth.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
This isn't your battle. It's our battle.
Indeed, yeah. By the time it gets to me, unfortunately, if you got a teenager, 17,
mm-hmm.
16, whatever, you bring them in there, chances are I'm not going to help you that much, I'm afraid.
Well,
yeah.
You know, when I asked you to talk of treatment, which is
yeah,
going to be tomorrow.
We'll talk about some, but, you know,
you said,
this is hard.
This is hard.
This is hard. This is hard, yeah.
Our time has got away from us. I encourage our listeners, if you're got any concerns with your kids, please don't hesitate. Pick the phone up and call our office. We have therapists here that do
yeah,
work.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, there you go.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
And can work with you and help you educate your kids. Visit our website at perspectivesdetroit.com. Like us on Facebook. And tune in to our last program tomorrow. Dr. Guy, can you be with us?
I will.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.